Hi, I'm Laura, founder of Fertility Avenue, providing emotional, physical, and well-being support to women who are having a difficult fertility journey. Welcome to today's episode, where we're going to be looking at the emotional impact of a pregnancy loss and how to navigate the trauma with compassion. Now, pregnancy loss is an incredibly difficult, painful, and deeply, deeply personal experience that can leave lasting emotional and psychological effects. The grief that follows can be complex, often involving a range of emotions, including sadness, guilt, anger, numbness, and even shame. And understanding how to navigate this trauma with compassion is absolutely crucial for healing. Now, you don't have to face it alone. There are steps and strategies that can help you get through this traumatic time. So it's really important that if you feel that you need that extra support, to reach out to somebody around you, near to you, that can provide you with the correct emotional support and guidance. Now, that may very well be a close member of your family, or a friend, a colleague, or a person such as myself, a fertility coach and pregnancy loss specialist. Now, having a miscarriage is incredibly unique to yourself. And the grief that you may be experiencing may be completely different to the way somebody else who's also had a pregnancy loss experiences. So there isn't one answer, one size fits all, when it comes to helping you process the trauma. Every client of mine, every person is unique and has their ways that they would gravitate towards and strategies that would work for them. So first of all, let's discuss the emotional impact of pregnancy loss. First of all, you've got the grief and the mourning. Many experience the profound grief, similar to losing a loved one. At the end of the day, you have lost a loved one. Regardless of whether you've met that loved one, it was still an embryo inside you. The loss of hopes and dreams associated with the pregnancy can feel overwhelming. And this podcast is going to be particularly looking at pregnancy lost within the first trimester. Because as we get beyond the first trimester, and go into the second, third, and even early stages after being born, it's a totally different focus and a different conversation, which we'll have later on in the series. So today's podcast is going to be focusing on pregnancy lost, either straight after an assisted treatment or within the first trimester. So there's this grief and mourning, and often that comes coupled with that is an element of self-blame. Often, clients are left wondering if they did something wrong, or could they have done something to prevent the loss, even when it was out of their control. And these areas are really important to explore with the clients, that those feelings of self-blame and guilt, because it's a very easy emotion to attach to the trauma of losing a baby. Then we have the anxiety and fear, the anxiety of perhaps future pregnancies. Will I ever fall pregnant again? And if I do, will it lead to worry about trying again? Will it work again? And this fear can lead into feeling isolated, possibly depressed, perhaps leading to withdrawal from loved ones, and the feeling that others don't necessarily understand the pain, or they minimize the effect that the pain is having upon you. And then there's strained relationships. Partners may grieve differently, which can lead to misunderstandings or emotional distance. So these are the emotional impacts that one may experience when having a pregnancy loss. And each one are validated, are important to recognize. And some of my clients come with all of these feelings and these emotional impacts that it's having on them. And others, one or two may be more prevalent than others. But regardless of the emotion that you are feeling, it's important to explore that emotion, to accept it, recognize it, and find ways of dealing with it to help you move forward. So I'm going to give you some steps, some strategies to help you navigate this traumatic time and to help you rebuild your emotional well-being with compassion, strength, resilience. And as I've just mentioned, the first thing is, which is really important, is allow yourself to grieve. Miscarriage is a profound loss, and grieving is a natural and necessary process. So your feelings of sadness, guilt, anger, or even numbness, doesn't matter what, that's how you feel. They are all valid in their own way. And avoid minimizing your pain. Remind yourself that your grief is real, regardless of how early or late in the pregnancy it was. Now, grief doesn't follow a timeline. There's no end date. So again, it's really important to give yourself permission to feel emotions without judgment and without a time pressure. Some of my clients, it takes them days/weeks. Some other clients, it might take them months, even possibly leading into a year or years. So it's important that you honour your loss in a way that feels meaningful and in a way that you can process it and deal with it yourself. As I mentioned earlier, not one size fits all. So it might take a little bit of time, patience, exploration to find which strategy or strategies are going to help you the most. And another area you can explore is seek support. Partner support, communication openly about your feelings and understand that grief manifests differently for each person. So what you're experiencing compared to what your partner may be thinking and experiencing maybe two totally different types of grief. And that's fine too. It's important that you talk to each other, share how you're feeling, acknowledge each other's feelings, be respectful. There's no right or wrong in this. Perhaps seek a support group. Connecting with others who've also experienced the loss can be an extremely encouraging, supportive, healing environment. And also will help you to feel less isolated and alone. And then there's therapy or counselling. I offer coaching. I support my clients and help them to navigate the grief and trauma of pregnancy loss, especially when the feelings and emotions feel out of control and overwhelming. So we explore what they're feeling, how to address those feelings to guide us forward in a more positive way, so that my clients can regain emotional control and at the same time process and deal with the trauma that they've experienced. Another way, practice self-compassion and emotional care. The self-talk, that inner voice, negative thinking. We're often very hard on ourselves and can blame ourselves and give ourselves a really hard talking to. Just remember that the loss was not your fault. It was not something that you did. Maybe you think you ate something or did some exercise, pulled a muscle. It was not your fault. Generally, miscarriages occur because there's a chemical reason or something medically wrong with the embryo and it aborts itself. So avoid self-blame. Be gentle with yourself. Be kind on yourself. So easier said than done, I know. I see this all the time. And as I said before, this is not a race. We're not bounded by time here. So however long it takes is fine. Self-compassion can also involve strategies like mindfulness and meditation, breathing exercises, journaling, affirmations, EFT, hypnotherapy. All these modalities are useful and have a place for everybody. They don't all have a place for everyone. And different clients gravitate and prefer different ways, different modalities. But they all help to calm, help you to feel grounded, reconnect, and will inevitably help you to process the trauma in a way that feels right for you. Self-compassion can also involve setting boundaries. Staying away from talking to friends or meeting up with people who you know are going to trigger you at this delicate, vulnerable time in your life. Don't feel you have to see people or talk to people if you know it's going to feel overwhelming and triggering for you. Set your own boundaries for what feels right for you. And navigating those triggers that are perhaps not in your control to a certain extent. Seeing pregnancy announcements or baby-related events. Maybe detach yourself from certain media channels, social media platforms. It's okay to set boundaries and protect your emotions. And if you've been asked to attend a family event or a baby shower, and you know it's going to be too painful, then give yourself that kind permission to opt out without that feeling of guilt. Also important is to focus on the physical healing. Losing a baby is not just the emotional impact, it also has a physical impact. So make sure you follow or seek medical advice to make sure that you recover fully from your pregnancy loss. Prioritize rest and nutrition. It's really important to ensure you are eating the right foods, keep yourself hydrated, and give yourself adequate rest, which will support both your physical and emotional recovery. Light exercise as and when your body feels ready. Perhaps something like walking, yoga, or Pilates to help yourself recover. Now, it might feel appropriate to create a memorial. Not everyone feels that this is something they want to do, but if it's something that feels comfortable and right for you, then absolutely you must explore that idea further. Because by honouring your loss can be deeply healing. So it could be something like planting a tree or lighting a candle or keeping a small token as a remembrance. Other clients like to express themselves creatively. So, for example, journaling, painting, or writing letters to your lost baby can provide an outlet for your emotions. And then engaging in rituals that bring prayer, meditation, or any other personal rituals can offer comfort and peace. Gradually rebuild your life. Focus on what things bring you happiness and joy. Try and reconnect with hobbies, activities, or goals that nurture your spirit. By setting small, achievable goals, can restore a sense of purpose and feeling of in control. It might be that you need to seek further professional help. Perhaps if you're struggling with the situation, and that grief turns into prolonged depression, anxiety, or even suicidal thoughts, you may wish to consider going back to see your doctor or a professional to help you get through this appropriately. It's really important not to run, but to take small pigeon steps and to future at your own pace. Be patient with decisions about trying again. Give yourself time to heal before making any decisions. It's really important that your mind and body are both in the healthy place for when you do try again. So make sure you give yourself time to make sure and check in that these areas are ready. And then it's important to remember, as I've said before, that healing is not linear. It takes time and may come in waves. One day you may think you're fine, you've got this, you're feeling in control, you can continue and move on with life. And other days, you might feel as though you've just been hit with a truck that's emptied out every single emotion into your body. It's all part of the process. We are human. So my final message to you for the podcast today is be patient with yourself and don't hesitate to lean on others for support. You are not alone in this process, in this experience. The strength and resilience you need are within you. And with time and care, you can and will find a path forward. I hope you found this podcast useful. And don't forget, please reach out if you are wanting to have a chat. Perhaps that's all you'll need. Or if you would like to book in for some fertility coaching sessions, then please reach out to me at Fertility Avenue. I'm here as your guide by your side to support you. Please don't travel this lonely journey alone. Until next time, look after yourself, and I wish you well.